This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Warning, the Larry Elder Show has facts. Some people find facts uncomfortable. Bernie Sanders supporters, global warming alarmists, and those who find Kevin Hart funny.
Hold up. I saw a movie with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston called The Upside. It was outstanding. And Kevin Hart, good actor. I take it all back. I take it all back.
I would like for you to ease up off the black man there.
To those listeners, we recommend you stay 3 feet away from your radio or listening device to avoid discomforting enlightenment. Thank you.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Gavin Newsom is now doing yet another 180. He voted to make California one of the first, if not the first, state to provide taxpayer health care for illegal aliens. Now he says, we can't afford it. And Democrats, of course, right on cue, are accusing the GOP budget of harming the disabled. All of this and more, 888-971-7243. Again, dissent is welcome. Here is President Trump on how the Democrats are supporting men competing in sports. Number 25.
What's really fascinating is you take up a lot of space in their head. And it's funny, you said, how could they possibly vote against lower prescription drug costs? But in the U.S. Senate, the Democrats were championing the right of men to play women's sports. They've been the party of fighting for the rights of illegals, even Trende Aragua, Abrego Garcia, etc. They're the party that thinks it's a constitutional crisis that you and Doge have had nearly $200 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. They think that's a constitutional crisis. So you're asking, how could they be that extreme? Aren't they that extreme?
Well, not all of them. I think you have a lot of them that they don't know where they are right now. I think they don't know what to do, like men playing in women's sports. I saw a guy that I know, good guy, Democrat. He's trying to justify, 2 days ago on television, he's being hammered. And he's trying to justify men playing in women's sports. And it's sad. I wanted to call him and say, you better get off that subject. That's not an 80-20. That's about a 97-3, okay? If they talk about, you know, the famous, they always say it's 80-20. What's not, a lot of these things are not 80-20, like transgender for everybody. Let's have transgender for everybody, your kids, everybody. That's not an 80-20. They always say that's 80-20. That's 99-1, I would say. So, look, in one way, I don't like talking about it because I don't want to talk them out of it because, you know, it would be harder to beat them if they were normal and things. It shows that they're almost insane. And they do suffer from Trump derangement syndrome at a high level. And I guess I'm honored by that. But I'll say this. Look, we had an election. You were so wonderful to me. You were really an amazing professional. You did it for the right reason. You didn't do it for the wrong reason. But you were so professional. And we won every swing state. We won the popular vote by a lot. We won everything. We won a thing called that people don't like, districts. So in the country, you have districts, thousands of districts. We got 2,750 districts versus 525 districts. Think of that. That's why when you look at a map, it's actually a very important stat. When you look at a map, the map shows it's practically all red, the Republican Party. And this is a big party. You know, we won. Look how well we did with the auto workers. We won the Teamsters. The Teamsters were big for us. The unions were big. The non-unions were big. The right to work was massive. But the unions, we won unions all over the place. And we basically won workers. We also won people of common sense. Rich people, poor people, middle-income people. We won sort of everybody. You know, if you take a look at the stats, you know, we did great with Hispanic. The Hispanic people came to us like nobody's ever seen before.
According to the New York Times, three professors who study fascism at Yale are now leaving, not Yale, but leaving the country. Marsha Shore, Timothy Snyder, and Jason Stanley, all professors at Yale, experts in authoritarianism, according to the New York Times. Stanley is leaving as an act of protest against the Trump administration's alleged attacks on civil liberties. Quote, I want Americans to realize that this is a democratic emergency. End quote. One professor spent two decades writing about authoritarianism in Central and Eastern Europe is leaving because of what she sees a sharp regression of American democracy. Quote, we're like people on the Titanic saying our ship can't sink. And what you know as a historian is that there's no such thing as a ship that can't sink. End of quote. The third one gave reasons that are somewhat more complicated. Primarily, he's leaving to support his wife, the aforementioned Professor Shore, and their children to teach at a large public university in Toronto. Now, this was on the Babylon Bee. An actual Nazi struggling now to stand out because everyone's a Nazi. Number 22.
Hi, my name is Chuck, and I'm a Nazi. Like, actually, I'm a real card-carrying Nazi. Literally. Here's my card. I've been a Nazi as long as I can remember. I believe all the standard Nazi stuff. I hate minorities and undesirables. I think Aryans should rule the world. The Third Reich shall rise again. All the classics. But it's not as fun to be a Nazi anymore. When they started calling Elon Musk a Nazi and Trump and, you know, pretty much every Republican, it made it a lot harder for me to stand out. It's like I go out in public and I'm like, hey, everyone, I'm a Nazi. And they're like, big deal. Everyone we don't like is a Nazi. It makes me feel less special. You know, this swastika armband, it used to mean something. Now I'm walking down the street and every Tesla has a swastika painted on it. Every Republican's garage door has one. I just can't stand out from the crowd. Nowadays, anyone who owns a Tesla is a Nazi. Anyone who voted for Trump is a Nazi. Anyone who believes in enforcing our nation's laws is a Nazi. Anyone who doesn't want to sterilize and mutilate people in bizarre medical experiments is a Nazi. Which is a real head scratcher because, honestly, we've been huge supporters of that. Mengele was a real pioneer. I'm just feeling discouraged. I used to be unique, special, different. There weren't many of us. It took real effort and commitment to be a Nazi. Now all you have to do is simply imply online that you don't think students should be stabbed at football games or track meets, and bam, instant Nazi. I used to be able to see Gaia in a crowded room and really cause a scene. But now, anyone who's doing a wave at a baseball game or sending their heart out to you in a speech is apparently a Nazi. I guess I just want to go back to the old days when being a Nazi meant something. Because if we change the definition of Nazi to include any old Joe walking down the street, it loses its power. Because when everyone's a Nazi, no one is.
And speaking of Nazis, apparently Jerry Seinfeld walking to his car, also apparently he is a Nazi. Number 23.
You, Jerry Seinfeld, free Palestine! You support the genocide of babies in Gaza! Free
Only
Palestine.
You!
Free Palestine! You, Jerry Seinfeld, you support the genocide of Palestinian children! Rabbit dog! Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
Hear what he said? You support the genocide, he said. Only you. I don't think she heard that. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Gavin Newsom doing a 180 on whether illegal aliens should be getting taxpayer-provided health care. He signed a bill to provide that very same thing. Now he says, well, we really can't afford it. And Gutter is denying that they're giving a plane to Donald Trump, says no decision has yet been made. And Republican House member, says accepting the jet from Cotter is perfectly legal. And your calls, 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening, Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can't help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program.
You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're about to say what's on my mind.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorados, let Larry know what's on your mind.
This is Patrick in Virginia. If the United States isn't supposed to take gifts, then why did we take the Statue of Liberty?
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. The argument would be, of course, we weren't at war with France. France was not a terrorist state, I suppose, would be the argument. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. John is in Tampa, Florida. John, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, they say beware of Greeks giving gifts.
Yes.
And if I were the president, I would not want to fly in that plane. I mean, not out of prejudice. It's just somebody else made it, not us. And that's my comment.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mentioned yesterday it might be a $400 million Trojan horse. But frankly, I'd be more concerned about whether or not Democrats might sabotage the plane than I am the Qataris. That's only meant in half jest. Here is Republican Representative Mark Alford on the issue about this jet, number 31.
I'd love to get you on the record regarding this planned gift from the Qatari government to the president, this luxury jet worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You laugh. I do wonder whether you think this is ethical.
I'm not laughing. I just...
Well, you were chuckling. I wonder if you think it's ethical for President Trump to accept it.
Well, I'm chuckling, I guess, because I think the media is making a much bigger deal out of this than it needs to be. Look, have you been to the Reagan Library in California? There's the old Air Force One sitting there in the Reagan Museum. That's what's going to happen to this gift, not to President Trump, but the Department of Defense. This will go through the ethical checks and the legal checks to make sure it is everything's in order before it happens. But I know that, look, President Trump is frustrated that he's flying around in this 40-year-old plane. He has wanted a new Air Force One. He's tried to work with Boeing to make it happen. For whatever reasons, it's not happened. I mean, my goodness, the president in his first term wanted to change the paint scheme from the dark blue, light blue, white to red, white, and blue to make it look more patriotic, and they wouldn't let him do it. He's going to get his way on this. It's going to be painted red, white, and blue. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, will be flying on this new plane unless the courts intervene. And I don't think that's going to happen because I think what he's doing is perfectly legal. This is a gift to the Department of Defense.
Same thing?
It's not to Donald J. Trump.
Would you be saying the same thing if this was a gift, aside from all the national security concerns about having a foreign power put together arguably one of the most sensitive pieces of equipment that the president uses? Would you be saying the same thing, this is totally fine, if this were a gift from the Qataris or any other government to Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton?
Sure.
You would?
I think in intellectually honest with you, Boris, I would, because it's not going to Joe Biden. It's not going to Barack Obama. It's going to the Department of Defense. These departments are allowed to accept gifts as far as I know. We have trade with other countries. That's why President Trump was in the Middle East, to get these relationships going. I think it was a great gesture on the part of the Qatari government, and we'll see what happens. But let's meet back here in 6 months and see what happens.
For its part, the Qatari government says no decision has been made. The country's media attaché to the U.S. said, quote, reports that a jet is being gifted by Qatar to the U.S. government during the upcoming visit of President Trump is inaccurate. The matter remains under review by the respective legal departments, and no decision has been made, end of quote. John is in Largo, Florida. John, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Okay, so, you know, you were talking about fascism and da-da-da-da. Well,
I don't recall saying da-da-da. I don't recall saying da-da-da-da, but go ahead, please.
No, I said the da-da-da-da just to, you know, that's me. You didn't say that.
Okay,
but,
all right.
Okay, so in regards to the fascism, well, if you look in the House of Representatives on either side of where the president speaks to make the State of the Union address, there are two Roman fasces. That is a symbol of Rome's authority. Okay, if you look above the door to the Senate, there are also two Roman fasces. That's the bundle of sticks with the axe handle on it. Again, that is the symbol of Rome's authority.
And okay, your point is that we are a fascist country?
My point is that the nation was founded by Rome, okay?
America was founded by Rome?
You bet, because the actual where the capital sits right now, that land was actually called Rome, Maryland. Okay, that's what it was called. It was gifted to the country by a Jesuit priest. That's the reality. Okay, I'll give you one more, okay? The Nazi thing. Okay, so the Germans, the Nazis were the Third Reich, Larry, okay? Can you tell me what the First Reich was? Because obviously you can't have a Third Reich without a First Reich.
Or a Second Reich, for that matter.
Right. So what was the First Reich?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what it was the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. And that actually encompassed a much larger area than what you know as Germany today. Okay, the Second Reich didn't last very long, last like 5 years. And then, of course, they came up with the Third Reich. But okay, there are forces at work here that are much greater than what we are being led to believe.
And we're led to believe that this is a constitutional republic when, in fact, it's a fascist republic? A fascist country?
Well, yeah, it was modeled on Rome.
Okay.
Okay, look at the architecture. Just look at the architecture, Larry.
Right.
It's all Roman architecture. Okay, well, I'll give you one more just to prove my point. What is the symbol that Rome, Nazi Germany, and the United States all have in common? What is the symbol?
I don't know.
It's the eagle. And the reason why the eagle is the symbol is because the Romans worshiped the sun. And the eagle is the only creature that can look at the sun.
It's the only creature that can look at the sun without going blind?
Yeah, without going blind, because the eagle has membrane.
Well, John, with all due respect, I think I'm going blind right now. Da 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 da. My goodness. We need to do something about that First Amendment. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I'm Larry Elder. Da 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 da.
If I could say what's on my mind,
say what's on my mind,
you know
that I want you.
We We all...
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Gold Peak Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which includes a hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
To the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Salem News Channel. You know, I recently had a pizza at Little Caesars. I had no idea I was engaging in an act of insurrection. Now, I've got a lot of choices about who I work with in the precious metals industry, and you do as well. And for over 42 years, AmFed Coin and Bullion has been serving buyers and sellers of coins and precious metals. Unlike many precious metals dealers who are waiting to sell you high-priced collectible coins or limited-issue coins that rarely appreciate, AmFed sells primarily bullion and bullion coins, gold, silver, platinum, palladium. Why? Well, because bullion coins and bars are easier to sell than collectible coins. Their value is more transparent. You can easily buy and sell bullion at a known value based upon the precious metal content. The value of collectible coins, however, is often determined by rarity and condition, making their price much more unstable and dependent upon specialized markets. So call AmFed Coin and Bullion today, 1-800-221-7694, or go to AmericanFederal.com. That's 1-800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com. If you are in the Phoenix area, make an appointment and visit them in person. 1-800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Mike is in North Hollywood. Mike, always nice to hear from you. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello, Larry. I called yesterday to point out that the 747-800 was not equipped to be the E-4B, which is what Air Force One is. All those Boeing airplanes are made in Seattle. I keep hearing repeatedly all day long, all over the press, mainstream media, everywhere, that we're accepting a foreign airplane. We are not accepting a foreign airplane. The plane was made in Seattle. It was probably made in Seattle about 7 or 8 years ago. It's just a surplus Boeing 747-800 that they're offering to our country, to Donald Trump, to use as an interim Air Force One. But it will never be Air Force One because it is not up to the standard of an Air Force One. It'll probably wind up just going into the Air Force inventory, and now they're saying it might wind up as a display at Trump's library, which I guess he's going to get a free plane that's going to sit around and be junk. I don't understand why they're losing their mind.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Warren is in Dallas, Texas. Warren, you're the Larry Elder Show.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm curious. Da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm just curious. Some years ago, the U.S. women's soccer team fought very hard for equality with the men's team as far as pay goes. I may have missed it, but has anybody asked their opinion of what they believe about men competing in women's sports?
That's a good point. I don't know whether any of them have been asked. Some of them have weighed in, but whether or not they collectively have been asked about this, I do not know. All I know is that it just seems to me when someone like Leah Thomas, who did okay against men, starts competing against women and starts shattering NCAA records, something is wrong. Diana is in Muncie, Indiana. Diana, you're in the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry. I appreciate that you're truly one of my favorite. I love hearing you. I'm also ... I am so amazed that this guy talking about the eagle in Romans, the eagle has always represented in the Bible, along with the lion, and America has always been the true owner of the eagle as a Navy veteran. And I am excited to be alive today. I served under Reagan, and I love this president. I'm so excited to see everything he's doing, and I am living in the greatest times right now. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work. I love hearing you. You're so calm, cool, and collect. And I don't know how you get all the crazy calling.
It's a gift. And, Diana, thank you so much for your service. God bless you. God bless you. All right, bye-bye. By the way, Trump had a few things to say about former President Joe Biden. Let's talk about that, number 24.
Do you think the Republican Party is now the party of working men and women?
I do.
I mean, you know, when you put out the threat of tariffs, it was interesting. Between countries and companies, and I would scroll the list on my TV show, pledging $8 trillion, trillion with a T, in manufacturing.
Yeah, more.
Chips, cars, pharmaceuticals they're going to manufacture back in this country. That was just a threat of tariffs. Now the deals are beginning to follow.
So we're here for really 2 months because it's 3.5, but you got to give me a month to get ready, you know, make the Oval Office a little more beautiful and things like that we're doing, right? But so we're really here, let's say actively for 2 months. So in 2 months we have probably over $10 trillion committed. $10 trillion. Whereas most presidents wouldn't have $1 trillion over the course of the entire presidency. And if you look at this this poor soul, this lost soul from...
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. New contracts and exclusions at CarShield.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Da, da, da. America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SHE. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. 888-971-7243. Do you wake up every morning wondering how pain is going to affect your day? Bill used to, but not anymore. Let me tell you about his Relief Factor story. For Bill, pain made simple tasks like pulling on socks, turning doorknobs, even taking milk from the fridge, agonizing challenges. After 2 years of suffering, Bill tried Relief Factor. What happened next shocked him. Within days, he felt a change. 2 weeks, even better. 50% better. 2 months, felt better than he had in 20 years. My brother had a similar story. Would get up in the morning, had difficulty going up and down the stairs without pain. I told him about Relief Factor, finally convinced him to take it. He calls me after a couple of weeks of taking it. He says, the stuff is working. If you're living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel better and live better. Join the over 1 million people who've turned to Relief Factor, just like Bill. Call now to try their 3-week quick start for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Don't let pain keep you from living every day the way you want. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Next hour, I got a question. Bernie Sanders, AOC, talk about how powerful the rich are. All powerful rich. They control everything. They call the shots. If the rich are so powerful, why are their taxes so high? Explain that in just a few minutes. 888-971-SAGE. Ella is in Minneapolis. Ella, you're on the Larry O's Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Larry. I appreciate your program and the other ones on Salem. And one reason is because you tell it like it is. I thought, so why not stop using the phrase transgender and start calling them fake women?
Yeah, it's like calling illegal aliens undocumented or people who are homeless unhoused.
Yeah, right.
Ella, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Steve is in Tampa, Florida. Steve, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yeah, Larry, great show.
Thank you.
I was just getting a chuckle. I was so patient about listening to that guy about the German empires, 1, 2, 3, et cetera, and American the Eagle. He should go back to school.
You know. I was afraid to ask him what he did for a living. I was afraid he was going to say professor of history.
because the one of the greatest Roman conquests was Germania.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody knows that. I mean, I really, truly wonder where he went to school. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you. A great show. Been listening to you for years, and I'm glad you're back on the air.
I appreciate it. You know, when people refer to this country as a fascist country, did Hitler have a First Amendment? Did he have a free press able to criticize him? Did he have a Second Amendment? During his time, Jews' access to firearms was severely restricted. One of the first things dictators normally do is to make sure they don't have an armed citizenry to deal with. In socialism, means the government control of the means of production. Fascism is when they allow you to control means of production, but they tell you what to produce and at what price. So how is Donald Trump a fascist? Is he telling business people what they can produce and at what price? Is he telling people who are criticizing him, you're going to be arrested, we're going to throw you in jail? I mean, it's like referring to Israel as an apartheid state. Arabs are on the Knesset, in the Knesset. There is or was the Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice, an Arab. They can vote. They have all the rights and privileges of Jewish citizens, except they don't have the obligation to serve in the military. They can serve if they want to. They can volunteer. But there's no obligation for them to do so, as there is with Jewish citizens of Israel. And you call this apartheid? It's just insulting to people that really dealt with and lived through apartheid. Rocky is in Rutherford, Texas. Rocky, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
We've got a country to save.
Absolutely.
My question for you is, I've been seeing some stuff on the Communist News Network about Medicaid and Medicare, and that all these people that are going to lose it, that need it, and what are the poor going to do? What is your opinion? What do you understand about what they're going to change with Medicaid and Medicare? I would really like to know.
Okay. Well, my understanding is for people that are recipients of Medicare, nothing is going to change. For people who are on Medicaid who are able-bodied and able-minded and who can work but are not working, there are going to be some changes. That's my understanding, broadly speaking. And polls show that Americans believe that people who are able-bodied and able-minded ought to work. And there are several people, millions of people who are on Medicaid who are, in fact, able-bodied, able-minded, and yet they are not working. So my understanding is that there's going to be a work requirement that we used to have that was watered down under Joe Biden, watered down under Barack Obama. Remember, Bill Clinton passed welfare reform in 1996, and it was spectacularly successful. The percentage of people on welfare went down without a corresponding increase in abortion. And for the first time, there were time limits on how long you could be on welfare. And there were so-called family caps, meaning you couldn't have additional children and get additional money. But over time, these things have been watered down, and now there are a whole bunch of people who are able-bodied, able-minded, who are now working. My understanding is that this bill is going to change that. And, of course, the Democrats are going to scream bloody murder, because that's what they always do. And I want to remind you that a Joe Biden back in 1996, was it, or 1994, Mr. McConnell, on the Senate floor said, Democrats are going to accuse Republicans of wanting to gut, destroy, get rid of Social Security. And he said, it's not true. In 1994, it is not true. He says it's an attack line that's being used because at one time Republicans were against Social Security. But no longer, they now feel as strongly about it as we do, and it's just a cheap attack line, said a candid Joe Biden on the floor of the Senate.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Larry Elder here, and I'm excited to tell you about my new movie called Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Now, I love my gas-powered car, but I also care about the planet. And so I pose the question, are EVs really better for the planet than gas-powered vehicles?
An electric vehicle is a computer with four wheels and some seats.
Torque is instantaneous. The batteries are lasting very long.
Charging at your house using solar is amazing.
What do you do with these batteries when they go bad? Long distance, they create anxiety. Sitting in the parking lot just burst into flames.
The components are made in China, so there could be tracking mechanisms put into Americans' cars.
We're going to be relying on China.
It's not just a movie about cars. It's about how we choose to shape our future and the ethical, environmental, and security issues they create. Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, produced by Impactful Pictures. Watch it or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Gift giving occurs year-round, whether for birthdays, holidays, or a special expression of thanks to your best clients and customers. Of course you want to show your love and gratitude, but you also want to give a gift that provides a positive image of you and your organization. Solaire infrared grills from BestHotGrill.com are both practical and unforgettable. Made in the USA, Solaire has a grill for most budgets, but more importantly, Solaire delivers the wow that everybody likes to receive in a gift. Impressive out of the box, and even more so in use, the Solaire infrared grills are the gift of value that will build relationships. With every great tasting, juicy meal enjoyed from their Solaire, they'll think of you. Step up your gift giving. Learn more about the amazing Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Besthotgrill.com.
Win your baby.
Hey, Larry Elder here. Enter to win a trip to Los Angeles, sit in on my radio show, and have dinner with me to talk about my new film, Electric Vehicles, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. Available right now on SalemNow.com. Enter now at LarryElder.com/VIP. No purchase necessary.
Hi, this is the Bunny Lady, South Central Alaska. Bring the South Africans here. Heck, any farmers, bring them here. We need them in the Matanuska Valley. We need farmers. Give them. Do like Roosevelt did. You know? Help them out. Bring them here. Grow produce. We need them, Larry. Bring them on.
888-971-SAGE. 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Salem News Channel. Next hour, I'm going to ask a question. If the rich are so powerful, they're all controlling, they dominate, they manipulate politicians for their best interest, why are their taxes so high? But first, at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Jerry from Clyde, North Carolina, who says, I'm disgusted with the Republican Party. Jerry, please don't leave town. Now, go to LarryElderShop.com right now. Get the brand new shirt in the Elder Shop. If you're watching on Salem News Channel, it's on your screen right now. The Black Face of White Supremacy. Featuring a striking design inspired by the Terminator, drawn by my friend Antonio Branco, the syndicated cartoonist. It's also a Work for My Privilege t-shirt and a So Much for Climate Change t-shirt. Be the first in your hood. LarryElderShop.com. Use promo code ELDER20 to save 20%. Following up on my last caller, there is a piece today in the New York Times written by Robert Kennedy, the head of HHS, Mehmet Oz, who's the head of Medicare, Brooke Rollins, who's the AG secretary, and Scott Turner, who's the HUD secretary. Headline, if you want welfare and can, you must work. Quote, as leaders of the agencies that oversee the largest welfare programs in the nation, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Medicaid, and Federal Housing Assistance, among others, we see the data, hear the stories, and understand that these programs are failing to deliver results. For able-bodied adults, welfare should be a short-term hand-up, not a lifetime handout. Said a recent analysis found that just 44% of able-bodied working age Medicaid beneficiaries without dependents worked at least 80 hours that month, that whole month. Talked about the 1996 Welfare Reform Act, about how it's been watered down. Too many able-bodied adults on welfare are not working at all. Work requirements will give new life to America's welfare programs, which are breaking under the weight of misplaced priorities. Our policy is reasonable and will protect welfare for the truly needy while improving the trajectory of millions of families and of our federal government. End of quote. When we come back, why are the rich taxed so heavily if, in fact, the rich are so all-powerful? And Gavin Newsom does a 180 on providing taxpayer-provided health care for illegal aliens. I'm Larry Elder.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
Don't you feel like a cracker,
Larry Elder here, and I'm excited to tell you.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.